This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we are in our final half hour of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show, leading you up to official pregame coverage on the LSU Sports Radio Network at 4:30. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, as we wrap up. Is this the third week we've been at Dragos now? Yeah, third week. And, man, yep. Just what a great host they've been to us. We're very thankful to the Drago family, Tommy Satanovich and company, for hosting us each and every LSU home game. Our Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. As we've seen in college football today, so a scare for Clemson,
yep,
against 21st-ranked Wake Forest. And we're previewing LSU and New Mexico tonight at 6:30. And we talked about, Herb, the quarterback play, the offensive line. I think the secondary is perhaps a little over-accomplished, better than maybe we thought they would be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first game, I thought they seemed out of place. They're playing a lot more zone than they were man-to-man, which I did not like. And I thought that's what gave Florida State a significant advantage. However, moving to the Southern game and the Mississippi State game, they play a little bit more man and mix it up a little bit more. The only thing that I'm a little critical of, and I've said this a little bit earlier in the broadcast, is at the point of attack, when the ball is there, we got to find the ball and try to make a play on it one way or another, whether it's a block or intercept or something. There's been plenty of times where I've seen in the game where the football literally, if the DB just turned around and saw it and put his hands up above his head, he would catch the ball. Or at least deflected or something. And so that, to me, that tells me that they're teaching them not to look back for the ball. And I never really enjoyed that. I never liked that. I thought that was always a way to really not be successful as a defensive back.
Herb, the DBs in particular, linebackers, the D-line, to me it seems like they're not getting as many pressures or sacks on the quarterback as you would think, given the talent they have. I know they lost Mason Smith, mm-hmm, but B.J. Ojulari. And same thing with the Saints, quite honestly. Both teams struggling to get pressure on the quarterback.
Yep,
and
that's right.
And as many athletes as LSU has up front and on the edge, same thing with the Saints. And I know it comes in bunches, but they got to turn it up the dial a little bit.
So I think against Mississippi State, LSU actually did pretty decent as far as pass rush, and it wasn't like any kind of dial-up where they were, you know, calling blitzes and things of that nature. But B.J. Ojulari, he was in there. Harold Perkins was in there a few times. We need to get some more pressure up front, like within the two tackles. But as far as the Saints are concerned, it looks like they just played really – they sat back trying not to lose the game defensively when it comes to trying to pressure Tom Brady. I didn't see a lot of blitzes and anything like that. But, I the biggest thing that I think LSU is missing right now is, and it has been for a few years now, is really the two guys up front, the two tackles, you know, getting pressure in the face of the quarterback, stopping the run, things like that. I think we're missing, like, the Glenn Dorseys, you know, the Neil Hunters, those types of guys that were up in the middle, the Booger McFarlands.
Well, all those guys played at the NFL level and played well.
That's right. But I'm just saying, we've had those guys have been going elsewhere, to Clemson. You know, they've been going to other places. But that's what we've been missing, in my opinion, as far as defensive line is concerned.
Have you noticed, Herb, that when Jaden Daniels scrambles, are his receivers coming back to the ball, coming back to him? Are there still work to be done there?
Still work to be done. I don't think they're coming back to the ball or doing what they call a scramble drill, either crossing the face of the defender and going to whatever side the quarterback's scrambling to. But a lot of times they don't have an opportunity to do it because Jaden is already up the field. Mm-hmm. So he's not really the one to look to scramble to throw the football. He's scrambling to run it, get rid of it, for the most part. But, you know, I think also it's a combination of creativity when it comes to scheme, when the pass routes are there. I mean, I don't know if we have enough guys in the pass routes, if that makes sense, because we're still trying to continue to keep him clean in the pocket by overloading the protection scheme. And so it's kind of difficult to really say how much work they need to have done there. I just think they need to get the ball out, you know, go to more quick step, 90 protection, get the ball out of his hands into the playmaker's hands so they can make a move.
Rocky Top is bumping and jumping as the Volunteers are now on top of Florida, 16-14,
yep,
pending the extra point.
7 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
First half, and, man, that atmosphere – it looks pretty. Looks pretty wild and intense.
I would love to be there. I like the orange and white. You know, pretty cool. It's like the checkerboard. The stadium is checkerboard. That's pretty cool. It's a nice look.
Yeah, it takes a lot to pull that coordination off, right? Where are you getting fans?
It's just got the sections, you know, and you send it out. Hey, this Florida game. Before they send the tickets out, this section is going to be a whiteout section. This other section is going to be orange.
You know, I would be the one in that section that would be wearing the wrong one.
Right? But you'll have your typical Marine outfit on. And you'll be great.
My problem is that I would be hyper obsessed about making sure I get it right. I would talk myself into
the wrong color.
Because I still, if there's affliction I have from serving in the Marine Corps, was you're so paranoid about getting it wrong,
right,
that you sometimes outthink yourself and you overthink it. And, oh, did he say orange? But I heard this. So and you're always trying to prepare, like. To this day, before I go to work, that I hang my what I'm going to wear to work the night before. I pick it out the night before.
Yeah.
So habits like that and sometimes gets me in trouble. But, yeah, that's a great atmosphere.
So one of the things I've never done was overanalyze that kind of stuff or anything like that. Because once you've done it, once you, I guess, practiced it or once you went through the motions of understanding what you need to understand, that's just it for me. I don't need to continue to harp on it, try to figure it out. I try to do it once, and that's it, and that's what we got, you know. And I'm not afraid to make a mistake because just football has taught me you make a mistake, there's another play coming behind it. You have to forget that mistake. Now, how do you not make that same mistake again is the point, right?
A lot like life. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be another opportunity right around the corner if you miss one or – bungle one, you got to move on.
Most of the time, yes. There can be some detrimental mistakes
that you make
now. But, yes, if you make some small mistakes, you can always adjust and change and not do that, you know, make that same mistake again.
Herb, give me three things you want to see LSU accomplish tonight.
So I think one of the biggest things I want to see them accomplish is to try to play really clean football. Try to play really clean football, not make mistakes mentally. I also want to see them run the football, meaning push some people around on the offensive line, not just run the ball, but push some people around, see what we can maturate that offensive line into. And then the third thing I want to see is I want to go back to what you were saying. How can we get some better pressure up front or more pressure or consistent pressure up front for my defensive front seven? And I think that's that would make me happy if I can see those three things kind of improve this tonight.
For me, two things for me, if you don't mind. Eliminate the penalties, or start dwindling them down.
Yep.
And start making fewer errors. You're going to make errors. You're going to make mistakes.
Yep.
But shorten those. The MEs, mental assignments or mental mistakes, whatever you want to call them. I think that you want to see that slowly erode before you get back in the SEC play next week.
Yeah, because next week is important. And that's what I meant by, you know, playing a clean game offensively and defensively is no penalties or limit the penalties. And then just know what you're doing and be confident in what you're doing. And there's nothing greater than confidence, right? Because you can screw up and still be confident and come back the next thing and be great, you know. And so – It's okay, but I don't want them to look past New Mexico, the Lobos, and I want them to to take them out, like the very best way they can take them out, literally. And so to give them a boost of confidence, shot in the arm, if you will, going into next week's game against Auburn.
Herb, I don't think I've ever asked you this. What is the quintessential thing that you love about the sport of football? Just in general, no matter the level, little league, high school, college, pro, doesn't matter.
So for me, it's always been the ability to enjoy the moment of playing the game. Because I've always been successful at it, and it's something I've always been really good at. And so I enjoy every bit of it, even the mistakes or whatever, because I know I can fix that next. And the thing that it, the joy that it brings to people, the people that you play with. Like, I just remember playing in the streets in New Orleans on the West Bank, and I remember just, you know, there's always these certain guys that I would play with all the time. And we were great. We had fun. I mean, there were fights, and then there were not fights. And then, you know, and then there was throwing, I'm throwing
What's
guys
a not fight?
So they're fight today and tomorrow. We're not fighting. Everybody's, okay. you know, okay. hanging out and we're good. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I remember throwing, I mean, there's gas tanks in the streets. There's fences over here. You throw a guy into a fence. It's the funniest thing ever. So, I mean, it's similar to playing the game in Tiger Stadium. It's like just, it's just so much fun, and it's different. And then you work so hard throughout the week in order to get to the game, to where the fulfillment of playing in the game and putting the uniform on and the fans, it's just a wonderful thing. So the thing I love most about it is just the magic of playing the game.
Did you ever in LSU, in your time at LSU, did you ever say, all right, don't throw this guy into the fence, meaning the safety, right? You want to don't throw it where he gets hung out to dry.
Yeah, there's been plenty of times I've done it and held on to the ball, and then I got hung out the joint. So it's like I said before, it's about trusting and understanding the offensive games, the scheme, and playing within the system and getting the ball out on time. Because if you get the ball out on time, you ain't going to hang him out the drive. He's going to catch the ball with enough opportunity to make a move, either get down or shake him or run over him or whatever the situation may be.
Now, this is one of the things I love about the great quarterbacks. When you watch them, they can place a ball in order for a receiver to protect mm-hmm. himself. In other words, you might be running a crossing pattern.
You put him on the back shoulder.
Or you put on, on their hip. Yes, mm-hmm. Hey, slow down. The quarterback's telling you, slow down. You're about to get annihilated here. Yep. And some people might look at it, oh, he was inaccurate. No, that's kind of deliberately done.
The point of it is so that you don't leave him to hang out to dry. So one of the greatest of that was Joe Montana, and that's one of the guys who I pan, you know, pan my game around, or pattern my game around. And one of the things he would always do is he would always put the ball right where it needed to be. Very seldom where he would put the guys out to dry, or where it would be an interception or anything like that. On a simple hitch route, if a guy's on your right-hand side of the field and you throw the ball to his left shoulder, it's automatically going to make him spin out away from the DB. Or if it's an option route on the inside, when you got a slot guy that can either hitch up or he can go out or he can turn in, it depends on how the team is playing you. If it's a zone, that guy needs to hitch up right there. Either way, turn in, turn out, whatever. But just put the ball on him so he can back up. Now, if it's man to man, you can put the ball out if he's running the out route, but not run him into the corner. So you got to place that ball in a specific place in order for him to be successful.
He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. We will wrap up the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Drago's Seafood Restaurant in Baton Rouge. I-10 in college is where we are. This is the Tiger Tailgating Show here on WWL.
By the way, I want to shout out Drago Satanovic scoring his first touchdown as a tight end.
That's right. That's right. With a little screen pass over there against Brother Martin, too, by the way.
Against Brother Martin, plays for Jesuit.
That's right.
Well represented over here in the Catholic League. We got Brother Martin.
Yep, dealing at Brother Martin and Drago at Jesuit. That's right.
All right, before we push out of here, once again, on behalf of Herb, and Herb can jump in here anytime he wants, but just want to thank Goes and Tommy Stenovich and the great staff over here that is always on top of everything and just does a great job taking care of us. And I see him interacting with the other customers that are in the restaurant right now. And it is a great environment to come watch college football, hang out. And, man, I've loved being here, and we just want to thank the Drago staff in particular.
It's always a beautiful place to be in here, man. The atmosphere, the service, the love that we get, the people that are here. I mean, everybody's coming here and listening to us on the radio and coming over and grabbing something to eat, and Drago's got his big smile going on. I mean, we love it. We love it, man. It's a great place.
No, he's trying to be bashful right now.
he's trying to hide his face now.
It's a touchdown, man.
Also want to thank Luke Augusta, our on-site engineer.
Yep.
David Potter back at Master Control.
That's right.
And our executive producer, operations and brand manager, Diane Newman. A little bit of Saints news. Alante Taylor, the Saints cornerback, has been placed on injured reserve.
That
means is that the rookie from Tennessee will miss four games before he can come back. So Alante Taylor, the rookie cornerback, that was so impressive in training camp, placed on injured reserve. But, Herb, don't read too much into this, I don't think, just yet, just because, you know, they need roster spots, and this is a constant juggle. Now between the Saints and every NFL team's doing this.
That's right. This is the time of year. This is the time of year where that happens, right?
Yeah, they're just juggling, trying to create spots here. And look, it's a new normal for the NFL with the way that they can manipulate these roster spots. IR is not the death sentence it used to be, where you'd lose a player for the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can recall.
You can recall. Mm-hmm.
You can recall after four games. It went down to eight and then down to four. So. Look, I don't read a whole lot into this. All right, that's a wrap for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show here live from Drago Seafood Restaurant in Baton Rouge. Go Tigers. Semper Fi. I'm out. Herb, take us to the house.
That's right, man. I just want to say thanks to Drago's again for having us here. It's always a great time. Thanks to my wife, Lori, and my grandmother, Mama, for celebrating us as well. Our family members and friends, the LaFrances, coming in to see us. And remember, God loves you. I love you. And go Tigers, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.